Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So this is Allie from Philadelphia again. I've called in a couple times now. So I wanted to tell a story about a recent experience. So I called it about a few, like, once in the past. But recently, I took a trip to San Diego for the first time with my boyfriend at the time. And we were very excited. I had never been to California. And this was just about 4 months ago. And never been to California. Super excited. We got an Airbnb. Don't know if I can say that out loud, but got an Airbnb, and we super excited about staying. And like, it was an older home in San Diego, and like a really like older part. And as soon as I walk in, I would consider myself, I don't know if I would say I'm a sensitive, but I definitely am sensitive to emotions and feelings and things like that, vibes, I guess you can say. I can definitely pick up on certain feelings very easily. So the moment we walked into to the apartment or the house, we were in such a happy mood, but as soon as I walked in, I felt like something wasn't right. So of course, like, I kind of brushed it off and I acted like nothing, nothing is wrong, and explored the house a little bit. And it was two floors. So there was a bottom floor where the kitchen and living room was, and then you go upstairs, and at the top of the steps, there was a bedroom to the left, which was the master bedroom where I guess they expected us to sleep. And to the right, there was a bathroom and a kid's bedroom, which there was a queen-size bed in that also, and then like a crib and everything. So I guess we could technically fit like two couples in the house comfortably. But so we walk into the master bedroom first, assuming that's where we would sleep, and I walk in and instantly I say, no, I'm not sleeping in here. My boyfriend at the time was really confused why. And just like instantly my mood went from like super excited to a little bit nervous to like, no, I'm not sleeping in here. There's just something. It almost felt like as soon as I walked in, somebody was standing there waiting for me, staring at me kind of feeling. And I just, like, we walked out of the room. I think I spent a total of, like, 30 seconds in that room the entire time I was there. We walked out of the room. I shut the door, and I said, I'm not going in there. And so we decided to sleep in the kids' room where there's a queen-size bed. And so I'm in the kids' room, and my boyfriend comes downstairs, and I hear what sounded like a window slamming open. Like that sound of like being pushed up really hard. So I stop and I say, was that you? And I didn't hear a response. So I go downstairs, and I'm sorry about the noise. People are starting to mow their lawns around me, and I'm outside. I ask if that was him, and he had no response, and then I call out again, and he's downstairs. So I walk out into the hallway, and the window at the top of the steps between the two bedrooms was open. And again, he was downstairs, I was in the room, and it was not open when we first got there. There was curtains in front of it, and when I walked down the hallway, I saw the curtains blowing, and I would have just noticed that the people left their window open. And that's something that's like uncommon, I believe. If you're leaving your apartment or your house, you wouldn't like leave doors open or windows open or anything like that. So I walk over to the window and I shut it. And just for my own sanity, after I shut it, I pushed it open to see if it was the same noise. And it was. So that really freaked me out. And then the last thing, so I really felt this presence while I was there the first couple hours we were there. And finally I said to my boyfriend that, you know, I just feel like there's something here with us. And before I said that, I've heard, and this is so hard to explain, but I've heard people on the show mention before that they see things with their mind's eye and hear things, like, and it's in their head, but they know it's not, like, outside and not in, like, a, you know, mental illness type of way, but in a, like, I heard it, and I don't know, it's hard to explain, but same with seeing things. So I, the whole entire night, like, I just kept seeing a man, like, envisioning a man in, like, a plaid shirt just staring at me, and he looked very, like, menacing, almost like, I got the impression that maybe he was, like, a husband or a father there, and, like, it was his house. But I just kept seeing that, and it was just so freaky to me, because, like, yeah, I've had feelings and stuff, and I've had, like, I guess you can say, like, thoughts or visions, but I, were just, like, thinking it's my imagination, but, it was just so distinct, and it just came out of nowhere, and when I said to my boyfriend, like, there's something here, like, it almost just wants us to know it's here, like, I don't feel like it doesn't, you know, it's not trying to, like, hurt us or anything, it just wants us to know this is his house. And after I said that, like, we went out to dinner and came back, and I didn't feel anything. Still slept in the kids' room because I didn't want to go in that bedroom at all anymore. But just didn't have any other occurrences the rest of the weekend. Didn't, like, it felt like it was almost lifted. The energy in the whole house was lifted, and it was like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm here. This is my house. All right, enjoy, kind of feeling. So it was really weird and just something I couldn't, like, just brush off, especially with the window opening and just that feeling of somebody seeing somebody. It was just really strange. So I wanted to share that with you guys, especially because I've been listening and hearing people talk about their experiences with that mind's eye sense, if you want to say. So I hope to hear this on the air, and I enjoy your guys' podcast so much. I listen to it every day. And just recently found your podcast, so I'm definitely going to become an EPP once I can. So really appreciate you guys and what you do, and I hope you have a great day.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.